Welcome to the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan Podcast. Be well deliciously.
Hello, and welcome from the Sicilian Secret Diet food tip. And today's food tip is going to be on oils. You know, what, how to choose an oil and what oils are better than others.
Buongiorno. This is a beautiful day talking about oils. I think that the healthiest oil on earth is olive oil, extra virgin olive oil in particular. And that is my favorite and what I would recommend for everybody to choose on their daily diet. Of course, olive oils, it depends on where you buy them, how you buy them. The quality of good olive oil is important, and we'll talk a little bit more about how to choose the perfect olive oil.
So one of the important points of, it's very sunny out here, so I'm going to put some sunglasses on, but one of the very important points of olive oil is the smoking point. It's this is the temperature at which the fats break down and they oxidize, and they can become harmful. So every oil has a different burning point. And the ones with the high burning point are good for cooking, you know, baking, sautéing, deep frying. And the ones with a low burning point or smoke point are better used raw, like on salads, dips, and dressings, and that sort of thing.
And olive oil is one of those intermediate oils. They have a pretty fair burning point, but maybe not good for deep frying. That great still for dressing, cooking, and sautéing because it maintains all its properties, even at high temperatures.
So one of the other issues in nutrition is the calorie density of oils. They're very calorie-dense foods. But olive oil has been shown, as Sandra's talked about before, to actually help with weight management.
Absolutely. And actually, there is a recent study that you sent me that was done on pregnant women with pre-gestational diabetes and gestational diabetes, that when are given diet rich in olive oil and pistachios, actually their diabetes improves. So olive oil has the property to manage your weight, actually, and to manage your insulin levels, so very good for diabetes, and also good for has a strong anti-aging property because of the content
of hydroxytyrosol.
Hydroxytyrosol, a kilogram of olive oil has about 200 milligrams of hydroxytyrosol, which is a compound that has been shown to be extremely helpful in anti-aging. So olive oil is a very good anti-aging agent, and more is going to be studied.
Yeah, one of the things about olive oil is, you know, we like extra virgin olive oil, but we also like unfiltered form of it. If you ever look at different types of olive oil, sometimes they're clear and sometimes they're cloudy. The cloudy ones are actually better because it's not just hydroxytyrosol, there's a whole slew of polyphenols that are good for you that you really want to be part of the oil. So this is, you know, if you really want to get the benefits of lowering heart risk, lowering blood pressure, lowering blood sugar, it's better to have it, the cloudy form of it that has all these polyphenols in it.
Longevity and happiness actually comes from a good diet, and olive oil in particular. Now, there are other...
So some other oils that are also of interest and as part of your the tools you use in the kitchen, one of them is avocado oil, which I like. It has a very high smoke point. It's about 520 degrees. So it's great. It's good for cooking and good for sautéing, for frying, you know, if you're going to do those things, baking. It also is rich in omega-3 and omega-9. It's very rich in omega-9. Which is another substance that's good for health and good for reducing inflammation. And it can reduce actually the bad cholesterol, the triglycerides, and the blood sugar.
And that's the same thing that extra virgin olive oil is capable of doing. So all these oils are great oils. They're a little, the extra virgin olive oil has the flavor in it, the flavor that enhances all the other foods' flavors. So in food preparation, it's probably one of the best. If you want to enhance the flavor of other ingredients, you might want to use oils that are less pungent, less intense in flavor.
Another good oil is sunflower oil. Its smoke point isn't as high as avocado. It's about 450 degrees, but still good for cooking and baking. And it also has omega-9, but it also has good levels of vitamin E. And it's been shown to help promote skin health.
So when you choose the olive oil, you have to know where it comes from. It has to have that darker color, has to be in a container that is dark to prevent the oxidation. And it doesn't have to be older than 18 to 24 months, because otherwise oxidation happens and you start losing the good properties that the oil has.
Now, a couple of other oils that are good for cooking are grapeseed oil and safflower oil. Grapeseed oil is about 450 degree smoke point, but safflower oil is about 510. So it's very good for cooking
and deep frying.
Deep frying or stir frying. And there's two types. There's the high oleic safflower oil, which is good for cooking. And then there's the high linoleic version that's better raw. And it also has a lot of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory components.
So if you're choosing an olive oil that comes from the EU, you want to make sure that it has the DOP seal, or that it has the IGP seal, or the STG seals. Oils that come from the United States, and now, you know, from California, some great olive oils are coming, then you want to make sure that it has the USDA approval seal. And so not all oils are created equals by any means.
Yeah, one of the things that always comes up is coconut oil. And coconut oil, I'm a cardiologist, and from a cardiology standpoint, and the American Heart Association also recommends not using coconut oil. And the reason is that coconut oil, as opposed to other oils, is very high in saturated fats. Most oils have maybe 10% saturated fat. Coconut oil has 80% saturated fat. So you really don't want another source of saturated fats. Another question that comes up frequently from patients and others is coconut oil. Coconut oil is a special category because it's high in saturated fats. And as opposed to other oils, coconut oil has about 80% saturated fat, while other vegetable oils have maybe 10 to 20%. And so because of that, coconut oil can increase LDL, the bad cholesterol,
versus other oils, especially the extra virgin olive oils, that actually decreases the LDL and increases the HDL, which is the good cholesterol. So that's the oils that you want to prefer choosing for your diet, for your health.
Yeah, most of the other oils I mentioned, or we mentioned today, especially the olive oil, decreases LDL cholesterol, decreases triglycerides, which are risk factors for heart disease. And coconut oil actually does not do that. So, you know, either use it in small quantities if you really love it, or don't use it. And the other problem with coconut oil is that the smoke point is moderately low, so it's not great for cooking. So this was a overview of our favorite oils.
Risks and benefits of using which oils. And I'm going to have to say that extra virgin olive oil is definitely my favorite. Is the healthiest fat on earth, like I said at the beginning, and I would strongly recommend for any dish you prepare, because it enhances the flavor and deepens the flavor of everything that you cook. Makes you happier.
So this was another food tip from the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan. And as we say, live well, deliciously.
Buongiorno.